Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
F-I-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome along to Jen's Friends. Now, I have to just remind you before we get stuck into Jen's Friends, 51552, text the word RED if you want to win yourself a brand new phone. Yes, it is worth over €850. And if you get down to the Roadcaster, I am down here outside Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. You guess how many baubles are in the Christmas, Jen's Christmas cylinder. There's another chance to win that phone as well. So it's as simple as that. And if you text the word RED to 51552 and I ring you, all you got to say is I'm Scarlet for you because it's Red Friday, all thanks to Virgin Mobile. There we go. Did I do all my bits? I did. Let's get stuck in. It's Friday. It is time for Jen's Friends. And that means every week, right, I get one of my pals to come in and we just take a moment to look back at some of the best stuff you, my lovely listeners, called and text us about this week. This week, my friend is actor and star of West End musicals, The Book of Mormon, Grease, all sorts of deadly stuff. He's going to be banging on about that Christmas movie he was in because he always does every time he comes in. David O'Reilly, how's it going?
Hello.
What a
lovely morning. I've just been getting my mouth around John's big balls.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
I saved you one of John's big balls.
Yeah, not as salty and full of protein, so it's a win-win for me, really.
Yes, he loved the old big ball gags.
He did, yeah, really, really.
I think at one point, live in air, he told me to suck on it.
What,
did you hear that?
I did, and I think my father nearly crashed the car at that point on the way over to Blanchard. So I apologise to anybody on the M50 on the way over.
If you've just tuned in, we had a guest on, John, and he mad about the pigeons.
Mad about them. For a young lad as well. Mad about the pigeons.
Did you see him?
Was he young?
He's a knuckle lad, like.
Oh, was it? Yeah, that's the problem. The rides are always a little bit. There has to be something about the rides.
Into birds.
Yeah, into birds, like. And you're talking about pigeons. Oh,
mad about the pigeons. It's a big underground sport. There's a movie coming out, The Million Dollar Pigeon. It's out in cinemas. Go and check it out. That's why he was in. But he actually had a bird called Johnny Big Balls, and now he makes protein balls called Johnny Big Balls. And that's what myself and David are banging on about. Let's bang on about other stuff. Stuff that we were talking about during the week. People who trigger you, okay? So Monday, we spoke to neuroscientist Brian Penny about people who trigger you. You know, the people just really get under your skin for some reason. Might be a work colleague, friend, family member. Have you ever had to deal with anyone like that?
Yeah, I have at work. One particular workplace, actually, a show I was in. There was somebody who could find offence in an empty room. You know, one of those people, they're looking to be offended, they're looking for a problem, and then they like to play and be one of life's victims. I cannot stand it. It literally makes me so angry. So yeah, that'd be for
okay.
Me,
and do you say to that person, or do you normally just try and avoid that person?
I try. The problem is, I'm known for a stare. They call it the O'Reilly stare. It's more of a kind of it's more of the eyes kind of close a little bit, and you kind of understand fully what I'm thinking right then in that moment. I try not to influence on people or put it upon them, but unfortunately, when a twat or two happens to come along and be offended about the fact that somebody said something that they didn't like, I cannot hide it. So
I love that you said twat. You've been in the UK too long.
I do apologise to all our Irish listeners on air today.
Speaking of which, because we were talking to our Australian correspondent, Bronwyn Quillen, who she did a special report on the current rise in teachers and nurses just going to Australia. Now, you moved back home, didn't you?
Yeah, after 16 years, back to Dublin.
Okay. Is everything okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. I heard Taryn and Graham say on the show on, I think it was Monday, you were in my ears on the way into town, and they said they'd never move back in with their parents. Let me tell you, for me, the menu is beautiful. The turndown service, they know me. The turndown service of an evening is fantastic. Okay. The chauffeur-driven car, wonderful. So for me, it's a win-win. I'm having the best time in my life. And, you know, I like to tell people that I've really just kind of moved home to look after my parents, you know. And to be honest with you, really, eventually that house will be mine. So they're just renting it, really, aren't they?
Exactly. That's a very good way of looking
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, they're just renting it. I'm letting them live there for the time being.
Good on you.
You know, a comedian once said, when you give a present to an older parent, it's never really a gift. It's more of a loan. You know what I mean? You're lending them something, like a watch or something.
You'll
that's a lend.
Get it back.
You'll get it back, lads.
Oh my God, I didn't think of that. I'm going to buy my mum and dad really expensive Christmas presents this
that's
year.
That's the thing. Go full out.
Yeah.
Because you'll get it back.
You'll get it back. You'll again, I never thought of it like that.
They don't fit me, David. No, they don't, but they do fit me.
You worked with Catherine Tate on the live show in Australia, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. Australia, New Zealand.
Were you ever tempted to stay?
Yes. I tell you what, you do wake up in a better mood when the sun is shining and the skies are blue. And yesterday when it was piddling down with rain, I go, Jesus, I wish I was over there. But in saying that, there's a humour and a culture in Ireland that you won't get anywhere else.
Listen, I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who just moved to America. She's an Irish girl, but lived in America all her life, came over here and then went back with her family. And that's what she said. She goes, oh, it's just a different sense of humour.
It is. And you know what the biggest thing I found, and this is in the UK more so than Australia or America, is when you say to someone, how are you? And they proceed to tell you how they're... No. I don't actually care how you're feeling. Yeah. I'm just saying hello. I don't care how you're feeling. Thank you. Move on.
But if you say to an English person or any American, whatever, they tell you...
They proceed to tell you how they're feeling. I don't care.
Yes, we don't care. Do you care about the World Cup?
As you know, Jennifer, I'm a practicing homosexual, so I have a bin at the moment for all these celebrities talking about the fact that they just want to watch football. Well, guess what? I just want to go on holiday and not worry about being beheaded in a country because I'm gay. Colin Nolan.
So you're not watching it then?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you think? Like David Beckham, was that? That was very disappointing.
It was. I think the only way he can redeem himself from the about that would be to donate a significant amount of money. I think Will Young has set him a task now. I mean, all the gays are coming out of the woodwork, bless him. We can't have a minute. And the guy's like, set you a challenge, Joe Lycett. Now, Will Young is saying that for every 10 million that he receives over the next 15 years from the Qatari football, whatever, yeah, he should donate 1 million to an LGBTQ qua. Yeah. Community charity. And I think that's right. I'd even say a little bit more. Disappointing, David. I hope. You know, the problem is that it's all that allyship, isn't it? Oh, we're an ally. We're an ally. Yeah, you're your arse. Get out of here. Go on.
No, he's such
off.
A huge platform. We're so disappointed in him. And now I feel that he was disingenuous when he was queuing up for the Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. He knew that contract was in the post.
He knew it.
He knew it.
And isn't Robbie Williams performing? So he's in my bin as well.
Oh, he's in the bin. I have a bus. You have a bin. I have a bus.
Oh, I like
that. I want to drive off a cliff.
Well, why can...
I have a certain person driving the bus.
Can I put my bin in your bus?
Yeah, so who's in your bin? So
Colin
Beckham.
Nolan.
Right, Colin Nolan.
David Beckham. And Robbie Williams, and there was a fella, John, a footballer. He was on GB Good Morning Britain yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's a footballer, and his brother came out as gay, as one of the first footballers, and ends up committing suicide at the age of 30. God, we've gone very dark here. Do apologise.
He lost his life
at 37. And this, I was going to say, Aegis.
That's a big bin you have.
Yeah, was talking about it on Good Morning Britain, saying how we should respect other countries' rules and regulations.
In the bin.
Yeah, in the bin. Listen, I don't mind wearing, you know, don't wear that on the beach, don't wear this on the beach. But if it means my life being ended for being a homosexual, get in the bin.
Absolutely.
Get on the bus.
Get in the bin, get on the bleeding bus, you're going over the cliff. Yeah, absolutely, I agree. We need to talk about something that I never knew existed. You probably didn't know either, because I don't know if it's real. There's an Irish martial art.
No, I said this to Doc on the phone. You've made that up. You've made that up now.
It's called Baharacht. No. That sounds legit.
No, it's not.
Listen to me, David. So we had the Irish martial artist Bernard Leddy, very nice guy, has been studying martial arts all over the world, right? Stop looking at me like that. You're giving me the...
Riley stare.
And he discovered Ireland's own stick fighting martial art, a Baharacht. You don't believe it?
No, I thought in Ireland we just used our fists and beat Garda up outside pub. I thought that was our go-to. Yeah, you know. See, I just think what happened was there was two elflas in a field. One was in the wrong field. And you know the way you have the bamboo to help the thing grow? And they pulled the bamboo sticks out and they went, huh, Baccarat! 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 Get out of there, Baccarat! And that was how it was born.
Very good theory.
You're welcome. You can have that one.
You know, I'm going to have Bernard Leddy on the phone now.
Bernard, I do apologise, but if you should please don't arrive at my house with your Baccarat.
You should. It's a pointy stick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's sharp.
Oh, maybe actually do turn up at my house with your Baccarat.
Maybe do. Now, are you feeling the Christmas vibes? Toy show kicking off tonight. We're outside the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. The sun is shining. It's feeling a bit Christmassy. Are you feeling that vibe?
Love Christmas.
This is your cue to promote your Christmas movie.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know if I've told you before, Jennifer, I'm in a Netflix Christmas movie. Out officially on Netflix, Christmas on Mistletoe Farm. And tonight, I'll be going over to my cousins and all my nephews and nieces, Liam, Creed, AJ, Killian and my niece Marley. And we'll be watching Christmas on Mistletoe Farm. And then we'll be watching The Late Late Toy Show.
Yes, you will. So you're going to make them watch your movie first.
Yeah, you best believe it. Yeah, you best be, and honestly, there better be no talking or any sort of carrying on. They are two, to between the ages of 2 and 8.
That is really good of them. And you have a really good family. You know, my husband has not seen one episode of Dancing with the Stars.
You're joking.
No.
No, you're lying. I don't believe that.
I'm not.
So he's never even gone to the studio.
Sorry, I tell a lie. He's been to one, he's come to the show, the live show.
But he's never watched it on television.
Nah. He just stopped watching me on telly about 8 years ago.
Is that when you started?
He was like, I've seen you. I was like, yeah, I've seen you.
That's outrageous. And I seen what he was doing with the spiders as well in the house.
Not
this week.
Cruel.
What an absolute. See
asshole.
Him. Bring him in the next time he's here. I'll take him in hand and get him in order.
Baharak and
Baharak. Baharak and Baharak.
All right. Lastly, rom-coms. What is your favourite rom-com? Because I always forget the name of it. Audrey, what show is 20 years old? Not show. What movie was 20 years old? The one with Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson.
Love Actually.
Every time I go to say it, it's like I've mentally blocked it out of my brain.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that I do as well because
Love
guess what?
Actually.
I hate rom-coms. I hate them. And I'll tell you why. I don't need to be reminded of how single I am. I don't need to be reminded that someone happens to fall in muck whilst riding a horse and their stable hand.
Go on, what's your favourite one? Come on, you have one.
I don't. I don't like rom-coms. I don't.
Sleepless in Seattle.
No, Steel Magnolias, that's a good one.
That's not a rom-com.
It's a rom-com to me. Shelby Died. It's a rom-com to me.
It's not a rom-com.
The Addams Family, Morticia and...
Come on.
That's a rom-com.
The Shining,
that's a great rom-com.
Great
the 6-1 News, love it. And
Lovely.
Doyle.
If you're asked to be in a rom-com, though, you'd be all over it.
I'd be all over it. Me and Big John's balls, I'd be all over that. Me and John, and he can bring the pigeons. The flying rodents, you can bring them.
Oh, listen, I wasn't expecting that with John with the pigeons. I wasn't.
No. And again, like I said, it's always the rides. They're unexpected.
It's always the rides, yeah. But it's just those weird things people take up. He's like, oh, I was a bit bored going down to the pub, but I just thought I'd take... I was like, well, you know, you wouldn't go to the gym. No, it took up, you know, breeding and racing pigeons.
I know, if I'm a bit bored, well, which I am, quite frequently I go to the fridge or I put on Netflix.
Normal people.
This man is... Jesus, I'm a bit bored today. I'm going to catch myself some pigeons and I'm going to rear them and I'm going to fly them from...
Yeah.
Where was it in
Penzance.
Wales? Penzance, that's made up as well.
It's
you're
not,
making stuff
there.
Up. No, you're not. You're
no,
making
I was
up.
Definitely, I was in Penzance. David O'Reilly, always a pleasure. If people want to follow you on Instagram or the Twitter, are you getting your phone? Do you not know your handle?
No, I do know my handle. Would you stop? You're shaming me. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, David O'Reilly 1745. Jennifer doesn't follow me, but you can. I'm also on Twitter, David O'Reilly. David O'Reilly 25. The thing is, she only follows you if she really... If you make her laugh, and I've been really trying to make her laugh.
You've been in 3 times now.
Is that it?
It's
Are
like
we friends?
It's like the three date rule.
Can I get a free haircut?
No. I don't give out, I don't give out freebies. It's an exclusive salon. David, what are you up to? What's happening? Any stage screen? I know we have the Christmas movie, but are we going to see it on the stage soon?
I mean, you never know. The woman who made it was the woman that made Nativity, and that was made in 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm at the RDS all weekend with
That's
the Perform
right.
Festival.
Now, this is an amazing thing, especially if you have little performers in your life.
Yeah, you head over to the RDS. It's a 2-day festival for dancers, singers and actors, and there's a load of workshop headliners. So people like myself, Paul Ryder is hosting. It. You got Adam Garcia is going to be there, Rebecca Davies, and all these schools from all around the country come and perform as well for each other. So great event for the performing arts world. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday leading 2 workshops. Come and say hello. Come and take part because the more people in my class makes me look popular.
Absolutely. David, thank you so much for popping in for Jen's Friends.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.